This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Ah! 12 things you should never flush down the toilet. Every once in a while, we throw something down the toilet that doesn't really belong there. Are you guilty of this? Just admit it. Among the most unpleasant things that plumbers have discovered are plastic bottles, bricks, and even clothes. Of course, regular people like you and I won't try to get rid of their things in this barbaric way. But who would have thought that even the most harmless things, like dental floss or toilet paper, could end up clogging a pipe? Before we reveal the no-no list, don't miss your chance to join the global family of Brightsiders. Just click subscribe and ring the notification bell. Number 1. Toilet paper. Wait, what? Where's it supposed to go then? Well, there's a lot of debate over whether or not it's okay to throw toilet paper down the toilet. Most experts think that it doesn't do any harm if you live in a regular house or an apartment building. However, if there is a septic tank, you shouldn't throw anything down the toilet. To clarify, a septic tank is a type of sewage system that's especially popular in rural areas. It's an underground chamber that's not connected to a sewage system. In other words, what ends up in there is processed there. In different countries, people have different attitudes towards the problem of toilet paper disposal. Traveler Matt Kitson created an entire website where he tells you about the countries where you shouldn't do this. Some of the most popular tourist destinations where you aren't supposed to flush toilet paper usually have either an old sewage system, like Greece, Ireland, or some rural parts of Argentina, or cultural reasons as to why you can't dump that paper down the toilet. In Indonesia, Ethiopia, and the Maldives, it's more common to wash instead of wiping, as the sewage system simply can't handle the paper. Things are changing in the Maldives now, and it's becoming a more and more popular tourist destination. One example of a faraway and exotic location that can boast great plumbing and water pressure is Australia. Number 2. Dental floss. Dental floss may seem harmless when it comes to dumping it down the toilet. However, it is made of fibrous material, which is why it can pile up inside pipes and form clogs. When you flush.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Push it turns into a net that can catch other, objects in the system. It can even wrap around the motor of your septic system and ruin it. Imagine all the costs you'd have to bear getting it fixed. Also, throwing dental floss down the toilet is not eco-friendly at all. Synthetic fiber doesn't decompose, and it harms the environment. Number 3. Chewing gum. Have you ever heard that it takes chewing gum 7 years to get out of your stomach after you swallow it? Well, that myth was debunked long ago, but there's definitely something to it. Chewing gum doesn't dissolve in water, and it can also stick to pipes and form a clog. This is why you should never get rid of gum this way. Don't stick it under your desk either. Wrap it in scrap paper or junk mail and toss it in the trash bin. Number 4. Fish. We aren't talking about your attempts to hide the evidence of your culinary disaster by getting rid of burnt salmon. It's all about the fish people keep as pets. No matter how well you take care of them, fish tend to get sick and eventually die. What's the most humane way to get rid of them according to many owners? It seems to be a really common situation that dead fish are thrown down the toilet. However, this is not a good idea at all, as the dead bodies can block the pipes. In Canada, the authorities have asked citizens not to throw live fish down the toilet because when they eventually reach a pond, they kill the local fish. The same situation is a big issue in Australia, where native fish become infected by exotic aquarium species that get into the water. Instead of flushing sick or dead fish, bury them in the compost heap or euthanize them at the vet's office. Number 5. Band-Aids. A regular Band-Aid that covers your battle wound so well is made of a lot of different things: fats, wax, rubber, and other ingredients. Such a cocktail obviously doesn't dissolve in water and can clog the pipes in your house. Number 6. Contact lenses. When we told you people dump all kinds of things down the toilet, we really meant all kinds of things, like contacts, for example. They might seem tiny and therefore harmless, but in fact, contact lenses are made of polymers that don't decompose for many years. Of course, a tiny lens probably won't block a pipe, but it will definitely harm the environment. Experts have calculated that every year, more than 20 tons of contact lenses end up in the sewers, contaminating the water. Some major contacts manufacturer, Bausch & Lomb, for instance, have a lenses recycling program. You can drop off your used contacts at a doctor's office or send them directly to the company. Number 7. Cat feces. The sewage system is supposed to help us get rid of feces, and cat feces are no exception. However, experts don't recommend throwing away cat litter. After a few hours, the litter will solidify and get stuck somewhere in the pipe.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A much better solution to get rid of cat litter is to throw it away along with the rest of your trash. Number 8. Chlorine bleach. I know, you want to keep your house clean and shiny, and your toilet is no exception. However, pouring chlorine bleach in it won't do it any good. Chlorine-based detergents are very aggressive, so aggressive that they can damage the pipes if you use them too often. If you have a septic system, bleach will also harm it by killing the bacteria it needs to function properly. In fact, you don't need to wash your toilet every day using such detergents. You can use vinegar instead. Number 9. Face masks. Would you dump clay down the toilet? No? Then don't be surprised that a face mask with the same component doesn't belong there either. Clay-based face masks should not be washed down the toilet. The small particles will eventually pile up on the inside of the pipes and create a huge clog. The upper layer of the mask should be removed with a piece of cloth, and the rest of the small particles can be washed off with water. Number 10. Tea leaves. Despite the fact that tea leaves seem small and completely harmless, they're actually not. Over time, tea leaves pile up inside the pipes and form clogs that are very hard to remove. Number 11. Plastic bags. Even the smallest pieces of plastic bags can be dangerous. They form clogs, and of course, they are really dangerous to the environment. Do you know how much plastic gets in the oceans every year? A lot? Well, it's 8 million tons, and that's not good at all. Some of it gets into the water from ships and beaches. Some is carried by rivers. And a good portion is the product of toilet flushing. You don't want to contribute to that, do you? Number 12. Products that say you can throw them down the toilet. The information on the pack saying that toilet paper is safe to flush down the toilet is, most of the time, just a marketing ploy. In fact, such paper takes several hours to dissolve, which is more than enough time to form a clog. There is a simple way to find out if toilet paper will dissolve. Put pieces of toilet paper into a glass of cold water. If you still see big pieces 5 to 10 minutes later, it means that you can't throw this toilet paper into the toilet. But if the pieces are almost impossible to notice, it means that you can believe the manufacturer.